WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
Coach's conversation continues. Good morning to you. We are going to talk some Oakland Patriot football this morning. Coach Thomas McDaniel joining us here from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, which is really a good – and Matt Hawks maybe could get a baseball from here to the Oakland High School.
I don't know if Matt Hawks could, but Brennan King probably could.
Yeah, Brennan maybe. Kind of in your backyard here, but great folks here at the Cedar Bucket. And, you know, John Dinkins, who used to live over on DeJarnett this summer, moved to the other side of town when he would have been 2 minutes away. That's kind of the same case with you. I mean, you really live on the other side of town but work here at Oakland, so it is what it is, I guess.
Yeah, no, I live over there by the other school, and you know, I'm going to be driving over here in the mornings to work anyway, so it worked out better for me.
Well, it's a great family business here, and we certainly do appreciate them hosting the Coaches Show. And we've talked about how this is the Coaches Show, and that's the name of it, but it's really a show to talk about kids and specifically your football program. And I would think this year might be a year when Oakland Patriot fans need a program so they can recognize who's out there. You've got a lot of new faces, don't you?
We do. I mean, we're going to be an inexperienced team. I don't like the idea of saying it's going to be a rebuilding year because we don't figure to be rebuilding. We've got to finger point, you know, who some of these young players are that have to get in there and get ready to play in these tough district games. But the good news is we've got time to get better early, and we just got to have some guys step up. I think right now we've had a great fall camp. It's been 5 long weeks, and we've had some good scrimmages, we've had some great moments, we've had some bad moments, and it shows our youth and inexperience, but at the end of the day, we got a great group of seniors. It's not a big class. There's only 17 of them, but we got a great group. A lot of them have come a long way in 3 years in our program, and we feel good about where we are right now.
You've got a senior class, kind of a small senior class, the mm-hmm. sophomore class. You've got a freshman class that comes in from Oakland Middle School after having a great year last mm-hmm. year. You've really got a lot of very young but very talented football players that you have to be really excited about it.
Our sophomore class and our freshman class are two very strong classes if we can, keep everybody involved. I think our senior class as freshmen we're not very successful. Our junior class as freshmen were not very successful. But we don't look at the negatives. We're looking at the positives, and the positives are we got a great group of seniors that are very unselfish, and we've got some good leaders and some guys that really have taken a lot of positive strides in the right direction through spring practice and summer. So we definitely do have some young guys that I think in the future are going to be great players here at Oakland, but we've also got some older guys that have bought their time, and hopefully it pays off for them here the next couple of weeks.
I've heard a lot of talk about your linemen and how they may be the biggest linemen that have ever been in Rutherford County. I don't know. Talk a little bit about that. I've heard a lot about it.
I don't really see that.
Really?
I think we are we're above average up front on the offensive line as far as size goes, but we really don't play into that much as far as, last 2 years we've had guards that were 215 pounds. So we play we feel like, I think our parents know this, we're going to play the people that we feel like give us the best chance. Doesn't matter how big or tall or whatever, but it just so happens right now that we do have some big offensive linemen. We have two returning offensive linemen, Randall Siegler and Mikey Smith. Both of them are, good football players, solid on the offensive line. And they've got to help bring along probably two sophomores and a junior. We are fairly tall, which, I don't think it's a negative, but it really doesn't factor into anything. And we're pretty big. I mean, we're 280 and 320 at tackle and 260 and 255 at guard and about 230 at center. So we do have size, and probably our best overall football player right now is our tight end. It's about 6'4", 225, and Bradford Hughes. He's probably the most improved kid that I've ever been around from a sophomore to a senior year. The kid has just made phenomenal strides in the weight room. He put on 30 pounds this offseason, and he has just really made himself into a great football player, and I think you're going to hear a lot about him. So we're big up front, but we're inexperienced at quarterback. We're inexperienced at fullback. We're inexperienced at tailback. And, you know, really, all in all, we're inexperienced on the offensive line. So we're going to have some growing pains early at times, but we really like the mentality and the attitude that our kids are showing. And, you know, I've got a good feeling. I'm sure Coach Snow will continue to get those guys ready to play. And we got some depth on the offensive line. You know, we've got really 10 offensive linemen we feel like we're working in practice that can help us. And, you know, that's never a bad thing. We just got to continue to get better on assignments and maybe approach some things differently than we did in the past.
I guess that makes going into work, going into the office, if you will, a little different. But what makes that work, I would think, and I want your opinion on that, what makes it work that going in with maybe some inexperience and being able to teach these kids is for them to be teachable? For unteachable kids that are inexperienced, that would be kind of a miserable time, but it'd be kind of fun.
We have our work cut out for us as far as the coaching staff. We talked about it last night. You know, we've been kind of up and down in our scrimmages. We did some really good things in our first two scrimmages, and we did some bad things. We scrimmaged Tuesday night against NBA, and in our first group really got in there, competed, and flew around, and we kind of, you know, I thought really took a step in the right direction. And last night we took a step backwards. You know, we scrimmaged Innsworth last night in Jamboree, and we took a step backwards, but a lot of it was our fault. And but the thing about our kids is I think we got good attitudes. There's not a lot of like I said, there's not a lot of kids with selfish attitudes, and they want to be coached. And so as long as they want to be coached and they want to come to work every day, and our offensive linemen right now have that mentality. So, you know, that's never a bad thing. We've got to do a good a job as possible of getting prepared to play.
You've mentioned scrimmages. What have you done here in this what has been a very short season, preseason, if you will, to get ready for the season opener?
You know, like I said, we scrimmaged Beach on a Thursday. Very physical practice day with them, and we got a lot of good things accomplished and learned about our kids. And then Friday, right after that, we went to Brentwood and scrimmaged them. And so we had two long days there, Thursday and Friday. And again, a lot of very good things and did a lot of things that we have to correct. Tuesday night went to NBA, and I don't think, you know, I have to say anything about that. They're a very sound, big, physical football team, and I was very impressed with our older guys and how we competed with the ones. And then last night, you know, we just shot ourselves in the foot. I think we had four offensive series and three turnovers. You know, that's sort of the growing pains you're going to go through with a young team. And you know, we're going to come back in today and watch film and go through some things as a group, and we just got to fix them. You know, where we have to change as a coaching staff and understanding that, you know, we've had a lot of experience the last 2 years. We don't have that experience. So a lot of things that we take for granted that we'd like to do, we're just not ready to do. I mean, simple things like changing up cadence and making some adjustments at the line of scrimmage, we're just going to have to really simplify. And, you know, I guess that for right now, the first couple of weeks, we're going to have to give our kids the best chance to win, and the best chance to win is going to be to get a condensed game plan together, keep it as simple as possible, work on the fundamentals, and if the team across from us is just flat out better than us, then we're just going to have to accept that. I don't think that will be the case if we just continue to keep the right frame of mind. So a lot more watered down version of what you've seen the last year or two, and that's okay. You know, we were very watered down my first year, and we had a lot of success. So doesn't you know, doesn't mean there's any comparison to my first year, just that we, you know, simple's not necessarily a bad thing. I think sometimes as coaches you can get too cute. I think a lot of times last year we got too cute. I don't know if it's God's way of explaining this to me, but I had said all offseason that we were going to simplify, and for whatever reason we've been forced to for a lot of reasons. You know, obviously we're young up front on both sides of the ball, but we have been decimated at skill positions through the last 2 weeks. I mean, I've not been around a group that has had as many injuries in skill position players as we have had the last 2 weeks at Oakland, and it's caused numerous problems, whether it be from lining up properly to assignments to kicking game. I mean, it's just caused us to be very inconsistent, and I don't think it's anything that's necessarily the players. We've just got kids playing in certain positions right now that, quite frankly, just aren't ready to be playing against the Blackman, Smyrna, Segal, Riverdales of the world. So we got time to get ready for that, but we're just going to have to water it down, and I don't want us to get beat because our kids don't know what to do. Yeah. So if we have to be simple, so be it. I think it's going to help us probably in the long run.
It's kind of a tough district to play when you try to have to grow as you go through the season, though, and the schedule that you have to play doesn't really lend itself to there are no cupcakes out there.
They're not. I don't think you can – obviously, the teams in our league aren't going to be able to handpick their schedules, but I do feel good about how our schedule sets up. Obviously, if we were opening up with Riverdale, I wouldn't have a very good feeling. They're, a very experienced team, and we're not, so I'm glad we don't play them early. I feel like that right now, all things considered, it sets up, decent enough for us that we can continue to work and get better. And we're just going to have to fight and claw and hang in there. And we're going to have great senior leadership. And you might see some ugly wins. I hope you see wins, but they might be ugly. But the one thing I guarantee is our kids are going to go out and fight and they're going to compete. And one of my coaches as I was leaving this morning said, just Lou Holtzman, that's just not in me. I can't, we're going to be a good football team. We've got an experience. There's not going to be excuses made. We're going to continue to get better. Our kids have got a great attitude. And when it's all said and done, we're going to be a team that goes out there and competes, represents our school in the right manner. And I fully believe that we'll be a team to contend with when it's all said and done.
Offensively, I've given coaches a chance to talk about their offense a little bit and maybe talk about a few school players there, and we'll talk defense after that.
All right. Like I said, I've already talked about our offensive line. We got three seniors on the offensive line that I really feel great about, and then we got a sophomore in Caleb Yates that's really come on, and then I got another sophomore in Jeff Benson at guard who's got a lot of learning to do but has given the right effort. And then we got a junior in Nathan Robinette playing center. So I feel good about where we're on the O-line. We're inexperienced, but we'll continue to get better. Quarterback has done a lot of great things. Jihad Lyons, that's been a big question mark, I think, with a lot of people. I have confidence in him. He's got a great attitude right now, and he wants to get better, and he wants to manage our offense the way that we need him to manage it. So I feel like I don't think that's going to be as big of an issue as everybody tries to make it out to be. He's done a lot of very good things for us. Once we get everybody healthy, I feel really good about our skill position. Once we get everybody healthy, we return a split in Edwin Locklear. That's a good player, very solid blocker, and great hands, can make plays after the catch. So feel good there. And at a flanker, we've got a senior that stepped up for us named Monte Rhodes. He's been in our program for 4 years, and he's kind of just come out of nowhere, and he really has been probably the biggest surprise of our camp, and I'm very proud of what he's accomplished. I'm excited to see him get out there and kind of see the fruits of his labor. And at fullback, we feel like we got a difference maker, even though he's a junior and he's inexperienced, and Trayvon Willis, who has got a lot of potential at running the ball and has done a great job blocking. So I feel like our fullback position could be a very big part of our offense. And then at tailback, Andre Chesterfield is going to be, kind of an inside runner. Denzel Martin, a transfer from Laverne, has shown signs of being a real explosive kid at tailback. And then one of our best overall football players, Trey Swader, broke his rib against Beach, so he's out for a couple weeks. So once we get him back, it'll definitely shore some things up because he's probably one of our more consistent guys. But I feel really good about our offensive personnel once we get healthy. And then we've got a sophomore who's playing some quarterback in certain packages and playing wide receiver in certain packages. His name's Emmanuel Smith. He really showed signs in the first three scrimmages that he could be a difference maker. He's got to grow up. He set out last night with a foot injury. We're not as good a football team if he doesn't play. So he's got to get mentally right. That he's going to have to gut this thing out with his foot because he could be a very integral part of our offense in a lot of different capacities because he makes plays when he's in the game. So you'll see him at quarterback, you'll see him at wide receiver, you might see him doing a little bit of everything, and he'll start for us at free safety. So as a sophomore, we're very surprised, and we like what we see out of him on both sides of the ball.
You want to take a look at the defensive side as we talk to Thomas McDaniel, Oakland football coach. What should we expect from the defense for Oakland?
Defensive front is very young. I say young, very inexperienced, I guess. We'll be starting two seniors and a junior and a sophomore. Probably not as big as we have been in the past. Again, Bradford Hughes is going to kind of be the anchor there of our defensive line. He's done a tremendous job. And then we're going to start a tackle sophomore, Austin Barrett, who's a big 6'1", 290 kid that got a great attitude, continue to get better every day. And it's going to be kind of D-lined by the committee. We got about eight guys that are going to rotate, and we feel like we're getting better every day on the defensive line. So that's a good sign. Our starting outside linebacker has been banged up all fall camp, and if he can't get back by Monday, then we're going to have to do some personnel changes on defensive, at the linebacker position. But Peter Newman should be our starting linebacker. He hasn't gotten a lot of work. So Trayvon Willis will be one of the guys to play both ways for us some early. Our inside linebackers, I feel good about Justin Barrett, who I think is going to be a great player. He's started, all the games last year. He's a leader. He's got a nose for the football. And then T.J. Brown is a junior linebacker that's not very big, but can run well, very athletic. And then our secondary should be the strength of our team. But, again, we've been so decimated with injuries in the skill positions that it has gone from being probably our deepest, strongest position to probably the thinnest position we got, which is not a good thing when you're going against Arlington. So, Manuel Smith will start at free safety as a sophomore. I'm pretty sure he's going to end up being a tremendous player. I'll use Edwin Locklear and Andre Chesterfield both at our rover position, which is a strong safety. Andre played there all year last year, and Edwin could have played there just as much. So both of them will kind of share time there. And then William Butler and Denzel Martin will play corner until Trey Swader gets back, and then Trey Swader falls back into the mix there. So a little bit thinner in the secondary than I'd like to be going into Arlington, but very athletic on defense, not as big as we have been in the past, but we got a lot of speed and got a lot of athleticism, but again, inexperienced. So it's just going to be one of those things we got to work through.
Arlington, Hunter's Lane, Ravenwood, Gallatin, in no particular order there. Those are the non-district games, but I guess the first one that's up for you are the Tigers of Arlington. And, gosh, I've been doing a little bit of work. That's our first broadcast game of the year is at your place. And they put up a bunch of points, like 450 points last year. Mm-hmm. So, what do they pass the ball around? Or
yeah, they're spread. They're Tony Franklin system. Tony Franklin was here at MTSU for, I believe, 1 year. They're spread. They do a lot of no huddle at the line of scrimmage type stuff. Very good offensive personnel. I think they've been like 10-0 and 9-1 in the last two regular seasons. They do put up a lot of points. I think they're fairly simplistic on offense. They cause us some problems from the standpoint that they're going to be no huddle. So with the youth we have and having to be calling things from the field is a concern for me. And obviously the fact that we're dinged up in the secondary is a concern because we're going to have to play some young guys maybe on defense at times because we're going to be tired. I think the key for us is going to be that we better come up with an offensive game plan that holds on to the football, keeps them off the field. So we've been doing a lot of stuff with our kicking game and things of that nature this morning, but as I go back to work here in a minute, our game plan right now is probably going to be to line up and try to smash the football. Whether we can do it or not, I'm not sure, but that's what we're going to try to do to keep our defense off the field. They're very explosive on offense. They've got very good people at the skill positions, and I think they're a team that has won their district the last couple of years, and they could definitely be, they could be competitive in this league for sure. I mean, I don't know, you could say where they finish. I don't know. I just know that they could compete in this league, no doubt. They two platoons, so they've got they play 11 guys on offense, 11 guys on defense, and they play one way the whole time. So that's going to be an issue. Even though we looks like right now we'll have 20 starters when we go out there. So even though we're not true two platooning the thing that. We are going to have a lot of starters, so that shouldn't be too big of a factor. But, early on with the heat and things of that nature, you worry about kids falling out and cramping and such. So I don't think it's going to be a huge advantage for them. But we've got to be able to dictate the tempo of the game, and we got to do that by moving the chains and not doing some of the things we've done the last scrimmage, which is turn the football over and silly mistakes with penalties and such.
You don't want to get into a shootout at the OK Corral with this group, or, you know, a high-scoring game is really not going to be good for the Pats, so keeping the ball away from them sounds like. Jeff Jordan is going to have an article in the Murfreesboro Post tomorrow and writes, slow down this West Tennessee squad, and I guess the best way to slow it down is not give it to them.
I think that's part of it. You know, we're going to have the mentality that we line up and pound the football, hopefully. I think we can do that. I'm excited about our front that's young, but I feel like we can. We got the size to move people, but they are definitely explosive on offense. I do think that if we can get everybody healthy this week, I do think that athletically we can pose some problems for them defensively. I do think we have enough athletes that we will be a little more athletic than some of the people they play, and hopefully, you know, we're coached well enough that we can get lined up and execute defensively. So it should be a good matchup, but it's going to be a great challenge for us for a week zero game.
Thomas, we'll see you on Friday night. Looking forward to heading to Oakland Patriot Field for the kickoff of the football season, the first of what we hope will be about 18 football games this year for us. So,
all right. I appreciate it.
We'll see you next week, too.
Thank you.
Coach Thomas McDaniel joining us here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Last Cass's Pike. As we take a break, we'll come back and have more of the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coach's Corner. We're going to talk to Steve Carson about the Eagleville Eagles when we return.